I am Lia Drummond, and the podcast is News About Brazil. Links to sources of the news I share here with you are in the description of this episode. You can also reach me on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you, so send me a message on Twitter at News About Brazil. Brazilian democracy may be in danger. President Jair Bolsonaro wants to change the election system, claiming there had been frauds in previous elections, in which he and his family had always been elected, by the way. He said many times there would be no elections in 2022 if the electoral system does not change back to the paper ballot box system. Brazil has electronic ballot box system since 1996 to prevent fraud. This electronic voting system goes through a public audit where anyone can verify the source code and test security breaches before each election is held. It is considered safe by international standards. President Jair Bolsonaro has been promising to share evidence of the previous electoral fraud. He has been preaching against electronic voting machines, spreading rumors and defaming the electoral justice since former President Lula was released from jail and had all convictions against him nullified. Lula is going to be the next president according to recent opinion polls about the 2022 elections. Last week, Bolsonaro showed up in a live stream video in which he was supposed to show this evidence, but instead he admitted there was no real evidence. Then he proceeded to show fake news videos of the last election that were already debunked by many. So this last week, Brazilian Federal Supreme Court responded to the Supreme Electoral Court and decided to include President Jair Bolsonaro in the Fake News Parliamentary Inquiry Commission, which investigates the fake news production and propagation on social networks since 2019. The Supreme Electoral Court ministers unanimously decided to request the Federal Supreme Court to include this live stream video in the fake news inquiry. After this investigation is completed, the only result may be Bolsonaro becoming ineligible. In response to this request, President Jair Bolsonaro showed up in his daily meetings in front of the Alvorada Palace in a little place known as his playpen that is reserved for him to give statements and take selfies with his supporters. There, he mocked the Supreme Court and challenged it in a statement. Quote, "Who are they going to send here? The federal police or the army?" He mocks this decision because the federal police and the army forces support him. Bolsonaro's goal is to discredit the Brazilian justice system because he may face a genocide accusation due to more than 550,000 deaths due to COVID-19 pandemics. Well, Brazil is enormous and too many things happen every day there. These were some of the news I want to share with you. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Twitter at News About Brazil. This podcast is made by me, myself, and I. So if you want to support me and help me make this grow, you can follow me on Twitter at News About Brazil and share this episode. You can rate this episode where you listen to your podcasts. Or if you feel so inclined, you can send me any amount at paypal.me/LiaDrummond. The link is also in the description. Thank you so much for listening until the end. The situation in Brazil is not so beautiful now. As we say there, we are laughing not to cry. Bye-bye.